Hong Kong expands crypto framework with new licensing and tax initiatives. He points Hong Kong's financial regulators are set to issue more crypto exchange licenses by end of 2024, building on their existing three licensees as part of a broader push to establish the city as a digital asset hub. The government plans to introduce tax incentives for crypto investments, mirroring existing benefits for traditional funds and family offices, with implementation expected by year-end. Regulatory expansion and exchange licensing. Hong Kong's financial sector is poised for significant growth in crypto operations as Financial Secretary Paul Chan announced plans to license more digital asset exchanges in the coming months. Speaking at Hong Kong FinTech Week, Chan confirmed that the Securities and Futures Commission, SFC, is actively reviewing additional platforms for licensing consideration. This expansion builds upon the existing licensed operators, which include OSL Exchange, Hashkey Exchange, and HKVAX. Stablecoin framework and AI integration. The Hong Kong Monetary Authority, HKMA, has taken proactive steps in regulating stablecoins, having launched a specialized sandbox program in March. This initiative enables potential issuers to test their operations while engaging in dialogue about regulatory requirements. Chan indicated that related legislation is expected to be introduced before the year's end. Additionally, the government is developing a comprehensive policy framework addressing AI implementation in financial services, focusing on crucial aspects such as cybersecurity, data privacy, intellectual property protection, and ethical considerations. Tax incentives and economic growth. In a significant development for the sector, Christopher Wei, Secretary for Financial Services and the Treasury, revealed plans to extend tax benefits to crypto investments. The proposed incentives, which could take effect by the end of the year, aim to mirror existing tax breaks currently available to traditional funds and family offices. This move is part of Hong Kong's strategy to stimulate investment in the digital asset sector and accelerate market growth, further cementing the city's position as a leading financial technology hub.